With me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'll say that again, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy means say it again. The youth don't laugh at that joke either. All right, guys, you're off the hook. You're not alone. Nobody laughs at my dad jokes. Except for me. You laugh at your own jokes sometimes. I don't get much credit for cracking myself up. Before we go into the passage, I did have a couple of announcements I just wanted to share with you. I'm going to both encourage you to be here and then encourage you not to be here. So it's kind of a unique combination. Tonight, we have praise night and our time of communion at 6 o'clock. We're going to be sharing about how thankfulness to the Lord brings about unity and joy in our life. And even this morning in men's prayer, as Pastor Gary was kind of contrasting that to times in which we begin to heap thankfulness and praise to ourselves. One, arm's going to be tired from patting yourself on the back so many times, but it only brings that division. It only begins to bring that strife and doesn't bring the body together and really doesn't bring joy, true joy, into our lives either. And so look forward to hearing your testimonies tonight and having that time of communion and just giving God and God alone the praise. And how beneficial that is in our lives when we'll do that and we'll stay there. So that's what I'm encouraging you to be here. And then what I'm encouraging not to be here is, Lord willing, starting tomorrow morning sometime, they're going to begin paving in our parking lot, which is a tremendous praise. We've watched God do so many amazing things through this, not only in the work getting done, but the opportunities with some of the men working out here. And just so thankful, different ones of you coming alongside in that time, as well as praying for that time. Over the course of Monday and Tuesday, we actually want to try to not come out to the church as much as possible. The men are going to be working, they're going to be paving, and we want to stay out of their way and let them, Lord willing, see this through and finish that out and get that paid for us so that by Wednesday night, again, Lord willing, we can drive on it and no more dirt and sand. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So just wanted to share that with you. Encourage you, opportunity to be here tonight and then not be for a couple days. Just a couple days. And then we encourage you to be back with us again. But if you look with me in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you know, in my time with you at Offertory, we've been looking through some different passages about what God tells us about teaching from his word. You know, when I think about this passage, you have Moses and he's beginning to share really what God's desire for his people would be. And you look at me in the beginning of chapter 6, he says, now this is the commandment. And he just went through and began in the previous chapter to talk about the commandments from God. And he says, this is the commandment, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you were going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, so that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. I can tell you that's our desire for you guys as well. As we teach and proclaim the word of God, that you would have a desire as the Spirit begins to move in your heart, that you would want to do these things, that you would want to live this out, and that God has great blessings for us in our life if we'll just trust him and obey him. But there's an interesting passage that begins to come, and I think of this in particular within the realm of, our families, as we begin to then go out from that time of teaching. And, you know, sometimes we get certain thoughts or situations in mind and we picture teaching and we go, okay, well, that happens in a classroom over here and in the sanctuary, and we begin to limit that on there. But what's interesting is the teaching that begins to follow, really within almost a family setting, isn't limited in that way. And so he says in verse 5, and it's where he begins, he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. I'm so thankful as he begins to add with all your might in there, because we know no different than the book of James would tell us, faith without works is dead, that you go into 1 John and go, you can say that you love God, but what does that begin to look like? Does our life begin to reflect that we do love him? Are we listening to him and following his leading? And is it evident that we love him? You know, sometimes we begin to think, okay, well, you know, I can't teach, you know, maybe I'm not super eloquent or well-spoken to different things, as Pastor Josh was sharing in the realm of evangelism in the first service. But, you know, we were talking with the men yesterday morning that Paul would write to Timothy that phrase, able to teach. I'm so thankful it's not about some great talent to teach. It actually would be to have the virtues, the character required to say those things about God. You have the opposite of that in Romans chapter 2, of course, is you have ones that view themselves as a guide to the blind, a corrector of the foolish, and they're teaching, and yet they don't live it out. Not only is there no power there, but it actually tells us you blaspheme the name of God when you go down that road. So you could be really, really well-spoken, you could be really, really intelligent, but that teaching doesn't lead to anywhere but destruction. But what can you do as you begin to get into your homes? You begin to go through your walk. Well, you can love him above everything else. And that's how the text begins. He says, these words, verse 6, which I am commanding you today, shall be on your heart. What is occupying our heart? What is occupying our thoughts? Is it the word of God? Is it the love that he has for us and that we should have for him? Is that what's occupying those things? And he says in verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them. And now, what I love this next verse, let me know if you see a time that's not covered in this, by the way, first off. Talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. Can you think of anything we didn't cover in there? I think we covered it pretty well, right? In fact, the phrases that are used is to really go about in your manner of life and in the long the course of what you're doing in your days. And are we in every opportunity we get pointing to him and going, our praise is going to be directed to him? You know, one of the things that I think of just within a family setting is there's times that we think, boy, you know, we wait to hear our kids go, oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. You go, and if we're not careful, we can go, oh, you're welcome. That was great, wasn't it? Or can we go, you know, that was God. It wasn't my power. It wasn't my kindness. It wasn't my love. It was him. It was all him. You know what you just did in that moment? You just taught him in the ways of God. You directed him back towards him. And I think about this as it's really something we begin to instill just as we go through the course of our life. Do we look for opportunities to elevate his name? Do we point to him every opportunity we get? He says, you shall bind them as a sign in your hand and be as frontals on your forehead, and you write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. You know, many of you probably have verses on your walls in your house. I know there's different times that we have those, and you go, it's just my life is consumed by a love for God and for his word. And my encouragement today is that the teaching doesn't stop when we walk out of those four walls. That really we can, you know, there's a phrase that we use is more caught than taught many times, right? And it really is in the walk that we have, and it's in those opportunities, those little moments throughout the day, that we have an opportunity to point and direct others to him, or we can go down the road of pointing them, directing to us, but there's nothing good to be found there. So my encouragement is that whether you're a teacher at any point in God's house within this body or not, you have an opportunity to teach and to lead, as Paul would tell Timothy, not even for those that are younger. Only want to look down on your youthfulness, but in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. In 1 Timothy 4:12 tells us that. And so my encouragement is that what is it that we're teaching to those that are around us, to those that we care about? Are we encouraging them and that was going to be a real benefit in their life and directing them to our Heavenly Father? So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for not holding back best for us. Lord, we see your love so clearly, and that you begin to give us things that are good for us. You give us your word, and you desire for us to experience the fullness of a walk with you. Lord, may we not take lightly each moment that we get to share of your goodness, of your faithfulness, of your love for us. Lord, it's you and you alone who is worthy of our praise and worthy of honor. And Lord, may we never lose that. And thank you for those precious opportunities that you give us to come alongside in this work you're doing and to proclaim these things. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today in your name. Amen. Amen.